The media are not close to corporate America. They're not favorable to corporate America. They are corporate America. They're an integral part of corporate America.
Yourself.
Getting the nerve to do this podcast right now. Brought to you by Xanax, Lexi, Zoloft, red wine, etc. It's difficult for me to want to try to talk on anything. I always like to be behind the scenes on stuff, trying to make a difference, but without the adenoid-ridden conversationalist idea here, wanting to talk about it, not my voice I want on things normally. So we're gonna try this here though, first episode of From the Ashes. This the name comes from a song by the great Joe Hill. Solidarity Forever was written and came up and comes from the line, "We'll build a new world from the ashes of the old." He was a songwriter, union organizer, and eventually put to death on false charges that the boss has trumped up on him. So it's the inspiration for a lot of what I've been trying to do. The opening song was something, an original composition, created, trying to put out there the idea of how the media has just been screwed up. Everything. This is the chance at a new media, a chance at a new idea. And I love the idea of having that out there. The idea that we can actually speak freely on the internet. We can actually create something new, bring out music that is not sanitized, commoditized, and twisted into something that they can make money off of, because that's everything that the modern media has been about. You can't trust anything out there. The entire media has been created based on the idea of who can profit off of it. They've taken music and turned it into top 40, played over and over again, and who created the top 40? What are you judging it off of? You're judging it off of what you've heard only. And if you only hear 43 songs, I guess it's pretty easy to figure out which one's in the top 40. Then you got the news station. You got the choice between the right MSNBC created by GE to totally pull back and not tell you about the wars and everything like that so that they can sell their bombs and tankers and everything in order to in order to further the ideas and stuff that they will profit off of. And that's the right. And then you have the far right, MSNBC. I mean, Fox News. You got the far right that is completely... That's not even far enough of them. This stuff has gone completely insane. We need to take everything back. We need to burn down the current establishment. We need to burn down the entire system and recreate it. We have a chance with the internet. It's currently unregulated. It's currently allowed to be spoken upon. And now we need to hold that system. We need to not allow the corporations, the eight fat, elderly white men who have decided what rock and roll is, who have decided what rebellion is, who have packaged it into a system of nothing more than Hot Topic jeans and Axe Anarchy air gel in order to only further their own wealth and further enslave every single other person. So this is the first attempt at trying to pull out a different type of cast, a different type of radio, a different type of idea. Behind me are the drums from Occupy Wall Street. The drums of war, the drums of change. Well, I've talked for at least enough time to summon, so good night.